This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Brand crisis communication, the lesson most companies miss. The first 24 hours define you forever. Lead with a lesson, because the lesson is the only thing that matters when your brand is on fire. What happened? Shopify published a guide on brand crisis management, outlining how companies should respond when their reputation takes a hit. The piece addresses the mechanics of crisis communication, what to say, when to say it, and how to recover trust after a public failure. It positions 2026 as a year where brands need a sharper, more deliberate playbook than ever before. The communication angle. Here's the lesson most companies learn too late: silence is a statement. When a brand goes quiet during a crisis, the public does not assume the company is gathering facts. They assume guilt, incompetence, or both. The first communication decision you make in a crisis is not what to say. It is whether you understand that doing nothing is still doing something. The brands that survive crises share one habit. They speak before they have all the answers, not to speculate, not to deflect, but to acknowledge. We know something went wrong. We are taking it seriously. Here is what we are doing right now. That sentence, or something close to it, buys you credibility and time. It signals to your audience that a human being is in charge, not a legal team running a damage control algorithm. The brands that fail do the opposite. They lawyer up publicly. The issue statements written in the passive voice, full of mistakes were made, and we regret any inconvenience caused. That language does not protect you. It enrages people further, because it signals that you care more about liability than accountability. Your audience is not a courtroom. Stop writing for a judge and start talking to people. There is also a sequencing problem that kills otherwise solid responses. Companies address the wrong thing first. They lead with their internal process. We have launched an investigation before they address the human impact people were hurt. And we are sorry. Get the order right. Empathy first, action second, process third. Every time. Without exception. Finally, recovery is not a single press release. It is a series of consistent, honest updates delivered over weeks or months. The brands that rebuild trust fastest treat their audience like adults who deserve real information on a real timeline, not spin, not optimism theatre. Real progress reports, even when the news is still bad. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on high-stakes messaging gives you a framework for sequencing your words under pressure. Specifically, how to open with acknowledgement before you ever reach explanation. Most people get this backward, and in a crisis, backward costs you everything. The takeaway. Before your next crisis response goes out, read it aloud and find the first sentence that puts your company before your customer. Move that sentence to the end. Lead with what happened to the person affected, not what your team is doing about it. This single edit will change how your audience receives everything that follows. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.